years later, a teenage boy was living happily in the land that the Maker had given to his ancestor. Abavoha. The name of the boy was Zorikavnim.
The name of the boy was Zorikavnim.
The name of the boy was Zorikavnim. He was slender and tough and narrow, like a rope made of smoke weed. His brothers laughed at his narrow body and said that he could hide behind a sycamore fig tree that was too young to bear any fruit.
Zorikavnim had seven older brothers,
but one of those brothers had no name. The family of Zorikavnim had been the protectors of the sheep of the Middle Eder for 400 years.
Each of Zorikavnim's older brothers
had served as a watchman of the Tau until the next of the brothers had turned 14. Nobody wanted the job, nobody really wanted it. Nobody wanted the job, nobody really wanted it.
Nobody wanted the job, nobody really wanted it.
So it was perfect for Zorikavnim. Sheep were not strong, not smart, and often made bad decisions. Sheep needed a protector who loved them in spite of their weakness and their foolishness. Watching Zorikavnim place a smooth river rock into the center crease of a long leather strap was like watching a soldier put a bullet into a rifle.
Boundaries as pasture were marked with the carcasses of dead lions. The boundaries as pasture were marked with the carcasses of dead lions.
The carcasses of dead lions.